Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another edition of PZ85 Plays. I am your Game Master Double H, and a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, the dawn of defiance in the Star Wars universe continued. Allow me to quickly, as always, introduce your players for the evening. Playing, Hirani Tar is the co-owner of PZ85, Slynet himself, Shannon Young.
Thank you for coming!
Sure. playing our resident Jedi, Craig Halen, is the man himself, Tanner Calvert.
Barely. Just barely.
I think you could have said his name was just yada yada dark side.
I was going to say by the skin of his rat tail, he's hanging in. It's that Jedi brain.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Jedi oh, no. Brain. He's already robot. What'd you say?
Jedi brain.
Jedi brain?
Juana man.
Just go.
Playing what? Iris Nay is Lindsay Wolfgong. Lindsay, save us.
Hey, heads up. The dice already hate us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you listened to last week's episode, we left off at what was effectively the very beginning of a combat scenario. So I had everybody roll initiative before we got started here to get that out of the way. And it did not go well. It did not go well for anyone in any form or fashion whatsoever. They don't yet know exactly what's going on the other side, but they in particular, well, we got the highest roll between the three of you was a 16.
Yeah, yeah.
That's that with bonuses. Not yeah, as the highest roll. That was a 7 plus a 9. So.
Oh, you know, I guess I could have used a force point.
Oh, you know, I guess you could have.
Guess I can't
wait for that now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quickly, if you did miss any of our recent episodes, go back and catch up. But to give you a quick recap of the most recent situation, our heroes are, of course, in pursuit of Darga the Hutt, who fled Kano Neimoidia. And so after procuring their own ship, the Midnight Coterie, they headed to Cloud City, circling the gas giant Bespin, looking for him. They haven't found him yet, but they've got a pretty good lead on where Darga might be that has them going back and forth between a series of Ugnaughts, some of whom claim that others are giving them a bad name by helping Darga sell some spun Tabana gas on the side. A little miscommunication led to a split of the party, and when we last left off, Hirani and Graz were still in the thick of it now, being caught in the midst of trying to catch these guys on tape. And so that's where we ended the last session with Craig and Iris quickly making their way back toward the underbelly of Cloud City and the other two in peril. Do you guys have any questions before we get started? I should ask that first, I guess.
Guess what I'm drinking?
Coca-Cola.
No, it's actually iced coffee.
See, I knew it wasn't Coca-Cola because you don't drink Coca-Cola.
That's because Coca-Cola's terrible.
How many more times can I say Coca-Cola before it gets uncomfortable? Or you know before people think that we have a sponsorship?
You know what?
Oh,
drink Pepsi.
Never with Coca-Cola. Pepsi is the superior product. I've got some Pepsi and some root beers in there, but that's going to be my victory drink if I survive this bullshit.
Well, you better pass them this way.
Coke. I'm literally drinking Coke right now.
Hunter, did you get like a sponsorship with Coke? Are you doing an ad for Coke right now?
No. Listen. I would never do that to you in the middle of this, just like I would never go anywhere without a refreshing Coke Zero.
Well, all right, as long as you give me your word.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get this thing started then. So I sent the map. I believe it's still there. If I remember correctly, Hirani and Graz were just over the machinery located right to the left of the inside of the door there where Ugnaught number one was hanging out. So in the immediate vicinity, they're around the corner, but they can be seen by at least, one of them at this point in time. The other one would have to get around there. We got our initiatives rolled. The first person actually to go, or the first group to go, unfortunately, is indeed the Ugnaughts. They got a 24 total on initiative. So I'm going to start with the boss.
Of course they did.
I'm going to start with the boss. They rolled a 19, man. What do you want? I think it was a 19, wasn't it? Yeah, they rolled a 19. I'm going to start with the boss, who is furthest over near the crane there. Of course, they were lifting those spin-sealed containers of Tabana gas out from a graded area. The boss is the one with that carbine slung over his shoulder. So, having spotted Hirani filming him and his gang in the process of stealing this stuff, he swings that carbine off of his shoulder, and where you would assume that he was going to take aim, he actually takes it as though he was going to, you know, bash someone with the butt of it, and he slams the butt of the gun into the metal surrounding the crane, which lets out this echoing sort of, you know, metallic clang.
Oh no.
It's not immediately clear why, or maybe it is, because as you remember, Ronnie, you spotted some Minox that were chewing on the power cables up top. Actually, they were chewing on the Tabata gas canisters. And in doing so, you hear this horrible screeching noise. And several of them actually swoop down onto the playing field there. So you'll now see the updated map where they are going to be taking places as well. And they
I don't like this game anymore.
They seem to just be swooping around in a frenzy, looking as though they're basically trying to bite and claw their way through the area. That's all he's going to be able to do for his turn, the boss. I'm going to let the others go ahead and act in the moment. Let's see. 1 and 3 are going to be the only ones that are going to be able to get anywhere near you. And Groz is actually furthest out toward the edge, so they're going to go after him first because he's right there. But they pull heavy blaster pistols from underneath their vests. At this point, you've already seen a couple of times that they had them on them. Clearly illegal in Cloud City. They absolutely should not have this weaponry. So the fact that they do is already bad news. Where's their... Okay, let's do 4. So I'm going to have them go after... They're going to go after Groz. He's right there around the corner. And I'm just going to roll both attacks. 1, 2. They both miss. So that's good news. Both of them take pot shots toward Groz. You and Groz basically flatten yourselves back up against the wall of the machinery, and their blaster bolts ring off the walls nearby. The other two are moving in your general direction, but they're not going to be able to get there just yet. U4 is going to end up somewhere around the entryway, and U2 is going to be moving straight along that path toward that side of the machinery. And that's going to be the end of their turn, which means actually it's Groz's turn. Rather than immediately acting, Groz looks at you, throws his hands up, and goes... He seems to be asking what you want to do.
Run.
Okay.
Just run.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Groz is going to attempt to pick you up and run with you.
Yes, I'm very small.
So this is... I'm going to have him make some strength checks and such. Basically, it's an...
I'm loving this visual in my head.
I'm assuming it's an unopposed grapple check. You're not going to try to fight him off.
He's not piney, so no.
Okay. All right, so let's see how this goes here. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to say that he's able to pick you up and move at half speed. Basically, he literally turns, and it's almost like he, like, shoulder tackles you, but he's basically just hefting you up onto his shoulder. I assume that's Hirani's face in the moment.
Yeah, it is.
So he... I'm going to let him move half his speed, because he's going to do that to pick you up, and then he's got you carried too, so it's gonna take him, you know, down a little bit on the speed track there. 1, 2, 3. But I'm going to have him spend his double movement. That's basically going to be his entire turn, so 1, 2, 3. That'll get you pretty close to the door. You guys are in the alcove, basically, as though you're heading back out of the area. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do for his turn, and that's as far as he's going to get. He's going to be in the little alcove that comes into the area. He's in the top right-hand square. And that's going to be it for him, which means now it's time for the Minox. The only one that's anywhere near you guys is M3. He's the only one I'm going to have attack. The others are just going to move about randomly. They don't appear to be attacking the Ugnaughts because they're around them so often. It's not like they're trained or anything. But they kind of just know better. You guys, on the other hand, look very different, smell very different, and who knows, might be full of tasty, delicious things for them to try. So it's going to be coming after you, because you are on Graz's shoulder. What's your reflex?
Reflex is 16.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a miss. It swoops down in this attempt to, like, basically kind of bite you. I mean, you've seen a Minoc mouth. It's not clear if it has teeth or what's going on there. It's like a big, nasty suction cup.
It's filthy.
Yeah, basically, you're able to kick it away. In the process of doing so, now that they're up closer, you get kind of a better look at these in particular. You were the one, if I remember correctly, who identified the Minocs anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay, so these, you've seen a Minoc before, leathery wings, they got the big sucker mouth, the big dangling eyes, they look weird. But this one, as it gets closer, you see that it looks like it has these, like, weird kind of gills on the side of its neck. And as a matter of fact, when you kick to kick it away, it lets out this screech and exhales in the process, and these, like, little puffs of green gas are coming out the side of its neck when it does so. Yeah.
Ew.
It's gross. It's exactly as gross as it sounds. Okay, so that's going to be the only actions they're going to get to do this round, because that's the only one who's close enough to try and attack, which means we're going to go to Kraid. So here's how I'm going to hand wave a little bit of this. The timing of you and Iris finding out what the actual situation was with the Parliament of Guilds versus Hirani filming these guys and getting caught is not... it's not synchronous. It's asynchronous. So you guys, I'm assuming, were already on your way back here as this fight started. I'm going to treat it as though you are arriving this round. Okay?
Okay.
So you are outside the room. Your first square of movement is going to be the first one into the alcove, and then that'll be the start of whatever movement you choose to make. But that's how you're going to be arriving this round. Make sense?
Yep.
So, Kraid, you're up first. What do you want to do? Basically, you see Graz has got Hirani on his shoulder, and he's running as fast as his little furry feet can carry him.
I'm going to say, come on, let's go this way, and tell him to follow me.
Okay.
And where? Try to leave the room, I guess.
Well, yeah, you're not in the room. I mean, they... But they can't move any further this round, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
you're okay. Arriving as they're running out.
Okay, and so the M3 is the closest enemy to him?
Yes. Yeah, okay. It's one of the Minocs that swoop down near to try to bite.
Okay. Can I use... Oh, this is unfortunate. I've got Force Blast on my Force Powers, but I don't know what page it's on, and I don't have the book with me right now.
Force Blast is something that came from... these books. Let me see if I can find it really quick.
See, Force Blast or Force Slam is another one I got. something I could do from a range. I'm hoping.
Yeah, they're both ranged attacks. I know that much. I just Force Blast. The details from it are back in the first adventure. Let me back out real quick and find it.
Okay, I apologize.
It's fine.
Because of electrical issues earlier, I lost all my books and tabs and everything.
Horse Blast, where is it?
I know you're saying Force Blast, but I keep hearing Horse Blast.
It's Horse Blast.
You got horse in the brain.
You got a horse in your brain?
Is he got a horse in his brain? Saying? Horse on the brain.
I mean, it's definitely horse time.
Oh, if only it was horse time. I mean, to be fair, it's always horse time.
Yeah, horse time doesn't ever really
end.
If
you try hard and believe in yourself, it can always be horse time.
Hunter, if you get a chance, can you send that book, the link to the book, back in the Discord so I can get back to it?
Just the main text?
Yeah. Yes.
Real quick, also, I found it. Here's the description for Force Blast. Here's how it works. There you go, sir, and I'll get the link for the main book in the meantime.
Okay, once per encounter is standard action. Range attack roll against any target within 12 squares. Minus side of the check. Target's reflex. Defense target takes 2. Okay. So, I'm going to use Force Blast against the Minoc on number 3.
Okay.
So that's a
all right,
use
that's
force
something
check.
You can do. And then here's the link to the core book for the record.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's something you can do. That's against his reflex. Yeah, you use the force. Use it as an attack roll.
2D.
If that doesn't beat his reflex, I'll be shocked. 21. Yeah, no, that beats his reflex. So he takes 2d6 damage.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
9.
He did.
He did.
Yeah, you as you come racing around the corner to see Groz, basically, the two of you pass real quickly, and you see the commotion that's going on behind him. This Minok has swooped in toward Harani. She kind of kicks it in the neck, and it's almost like she sets it right up for you. She does so. You throw out your hand forward, and it slides back with a quickness into the machinery behind you. It clearly, you hear a snap in the process, and it collapses to the ground.
Sweet. Let's get the hell out of here.
So that's a move. That's you. Technically, you got a swift action if you want to use it.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. Then initiative wise, next is going to be Iris. Iris, you also will start just outside of the range of those squares.
And I agree with not going in and just getting the hell out.
Okay. That's something you can do. Harani, you're...
And if they pursue us, nobody pull their weapons out. If we can get to a wing guard, they'll get in trouble.
Y'all cowards.
Harani, you're last in line. You're technically being grappled, but it's not an opposed grapple, so you can break that at any point in time that you choose to do so. Or whatever else you want to do.
Well, okay. I agree that we should probably leave, but... he killed M3, the Minok, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only one that's close to you was that one. All the others are still basically in their given positions.
Alright. I guess... Can I take a shot at anybody as I'm on Graz's shoulders?
Yeah, there's going to be a little penalty because basically you're kind of doing it upside down. But yeah, we can make that work.
Would it be better for me to get off of his shoulders? Is that a move action?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hell, I guess I can't move one way or the other, can I?
You can, if I get... but I see what you're saying. You got to have a move action to pull your weapon, too.
Right, and if I move off his shoulders, then I can't move anyway. So let's do it. All right, I'm gonna pull my pistol out, pistolero.
Okay,
and I want to take a shot at who do I have a clear shot at? We're pretty much everybody, I'd say, right?
Or yeah, everybody's pretty well wide open. The only ones that came around the corner were you, 1 and 3. So they're back around behind that machinery. But anybody else that's on the map there, it would be difficult where you are to hit U4 or M4. I'd say M1, U2, M1, U2, M2, or the boss.
I'd say shoot at the boss, man.
I think I'm going to go after U2 because I've only liked a handful of their songs.
I mean, it's just the Edge. He's the only one worth anything.
Whoa.
Well, and I'm Irish, so you'd think I'd like Bono better, but, you know, he's okay. They had a song on the Batman Forever soundtrack that I really liked, and a handful of other ones, but
sure, yeah.
Generally not a fan. So, all right, let's take a shot at him.
Yeah, do that. Like I said, there'll be a little penalty. I'll calculate that.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get a 2 on the dice roll anyway, so don't worry about it. Yeah, a 9 with my bonus. No, I don't have a bonus to that, do I?
Yeah, you should have a base attack bonus.
Yeah, 3. Yeah. So. 12.
12? 12 is a hit. Yeah, even with the... I'm giving you a very minor penalty because basically you're shooting while kind of at a weird angle. But yeah, that's enough to hit.
All right. So I knew I would. Damage. I didn't have any doubt. 3d6. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I'm about to shoot this piece of... Be calm, Shannon. No cursing. that is 11 plus 2. So 13.
Okay. Yeah, good enough for a decent amount of little damage there. He's not dead. I can't tell you exactly how far down he is, but I will tell you that it's a solid hit enough that it looks like it done some damage. It did some damage. He is injured. It's a pretty good shot, frankly, for the angle that you're at and catching that this guy's pulling out a blaster pistol. You catch him right in the arm that he's getting ready to aim with, and that arm drops really quickly. You hear him scream out in pain.
You hear, well, yeah. From a distance, you hear Craig scream out, "Hey, you've been hanging out with Piney too much. Your shot's getting better."
I was always a better shot than that backwoods bothan.
All right, anything else? You got a swift action left, technically.
As a swift action, I curse Piney.
Well, talking is a free action.
No, I actually curse them. Like I did a little thing with my hands, so.
I got it. All right.
Did some Twi'lek magic.
It's an old Twi'lek curse.
Then we're back to the top of the order, And that's going to mean that the Ugnaughts are going to go first here. So at this point in the room are, or as far as like close enough to get to, are going to be Kraid, Graz, and Harani. And that's going to be for, let's see, he's dead. One, two, three, four. Those two are around. Okay, so Ugnaught-wise, two and four are going to move to attack. And they're both going to be, it's a blaster pistol situation at this point. Kraid is the one doing most of the attacking. Well, not entirely most, I guess, him and Harani both. So I'm just going to have one attack one and one attack the other. U4 is going to attempt to attack Kraid. He's going to take a shot with his blaster pistol. Kraid, what's your reflex?
Oh, hang on a second. Let me see. Reflex yields an 18.
20, is it?
It is not a 20.
Okay, then he does hit you.
Hang on one second. I'm pulling up the book real quick.
Oh, you wanting to try to deflect, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do the other attack while you're doing that.
Okay, yeah.
Deflect is kind of a heavy thing. The other one is going to go after Graz and or Harani. I want to say he just took a shot. He can't hit Harani. He's going to have a tough time doing so. He's going to try to shoot at Graz and make him drop her. I'm going to do that instead. And he missed anyway, so it don't matter. Yeah, he took a shot in the arm for Harani, and when he goes to fire again, it does not work out very well. As a matter of fact, where that Minok dropped earlier, he seems to be leaking that gas. And he fires that shot off and it goes wide, like right into this little pocket of gas that has come up into the area. Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, nobody's adjacent to it, so no damage in the moment here. But that pocket of gas where M3 died, this guy, Ugnaught number two, his shot goes off. It goes into that cloud, and as soon as the blaster bolt hits it, you feel this like sort of implosion eruption in that area, and that gas burns up really quick. Where you guys are, you get a little singed, no damage, but it is super hot where that little kind of implosion happens in the air. Basically, it's become clear that if the Minox go down, they're kind of leaving behind a little natural trap in the process. And Kraid, I'll come back to you. You still looking that up?
I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay. All right. So what are we doing here?
So I had to do a use the force check, but it's had a negative five.
Okay.
Let's see here. Negate range attack. I make a successful use the force check. DC's skill check is equal to the result of the attack. So if I equal the result of the attack, which is a 20. I don't think I could do that. I could try, but...
Okay. So you're at a minus 5.
I'm at a minus 5, and I got to beat a 20.
Why are you at a minus 5?
Because it says you roll a... Use the force check, but you're at a... You take a cumulative minus 5 penalty.
For every time you've used it since the beginning of your last turn.
Oh, so I don't
count
get the
first time.
Okay.
Not the first time. Every time you try to do it since then, it's a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
Now, did you ignite your saber?
Oh, shit. Wait, was that. Hang on. Let me go back to it. Did I miss something?
I don't think you did, because you came into the room. That was a move action. You used the standard action to use that force blast, and then you spent your swift action talking.
Yep. So. Okay.
Yeah, so that's unfortunately not going to be an option this time around.
I'll whip it out next time.
Okay. So 18 damage is what you're going to take from that blaster shot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that checked out.
And my beats my threshold.
What's that? That beats your threshold? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be down a spot on the condition track. Yeah, this one was kind of not really hiding off to the side, but as soon as he saw you attacking, he knew that you were a priority target, and so he takes a quick shot that catches you right in the ribs, a little bit off guard. Didn't knock you down or anything, but it would have to a lesser man.
Okay.
All right, the remaining Ugnaught, who can actually see and get something done because the other two are behind that machinery, is the boss. He's got that carbine, and seeing that shot, well, you know what? I take that back. The the boss is very much focused on Hirani, and at this point, Graz by equal nature, because he knows that if that footage gets out of them doing what they're doing, that he's done for. He's going to be killed one way or another. So he's going to swing that carbine around, and he is going to take a shot in their collective direction. Excuse me. Oh, and he's going to miss horribly.
Woohoo!
Yeah, he didn't do so hot. His shot goes extremely wide. I don't even have an answer for that one. He just got a little cocky, and it just didn't work out in his favor. So, yeah, he misses big time. He's also going to move back behind the crane to try to use it as some cover so that he doesn't get shot in the process. All right, so that's them. We're back to Graz. Graz with Hirani on his shoulder again. Basically wants to know, what are we doing? Are we fighting or are we running?
Fight.
Okay.
The one time I'm ready to run.
If you shout fight, he's going to spend his move action to turn around and put you down. Okay?
Okay.
And weapon-wise, he's what? He's not carrying much of anything, is he?
His holdout.
Because he's got a holdout blaster, because that's all he was able to carry. But if I have him move... He's only gonna be able to pull it. He can't attack with it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I'll say, in all honesty, I legitimately forgot that we had our weapons taken away.
You didn't.
I guess the
remember. Well, you were able to hide them.
Well, not all of us though, right? Like I don't think. Yeah.
I just have a knife.
Right. So.
But you had something on you. You spent a destiny point to hide it.
Yeah. Your blaster. Your regular blaster.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I do, and I think Tanner does. But
Lindsay doesn't. She has a knife.
Right. So I wish I had remembered that. I might have changed my answer about what we're doing. But you know what? We're in the thick of it now. So
Graz has a holdout blaster that he had. And frankly, it's impressive because the only thing he's wearing is that utility belt, and he doesn't pull it from there. So where it's coming from, who knows?
Wookie friend.
But. He's actually, if I have him pull it right now, it's going to mean that he can't attack. Of course, at the same time, he also can't attack anyway. He can, but there's going to be a massive penalty to doing so. You know what? It's fine. We're going to give it a shot. So he's going to set Hirani down. He's going to pull that holdout blaster pistol, turn around, and take a shot at Ugnaught number two is the one who is already injured. So we're going to see if he can pull this off, even with a big-time penalty for attacking in the same round and running out of actions. Probably not. What's his bonus to attack? Because I don't think it's that much. Not with a holdout, anyway. No, not enough to get a hit. You know what? Hang on. What's Graz got in the way of force points? He's got 3 force points. Let's make something happen. That's something I can do. It's something I can do, because that's a hit. 12 is going to be enough. The 10 is completely negated, but his attack is going to be a 9. Add the 3, that's a 12, and that's going to be enough for a hit. All right. Holdout blaster does what? D4 damage? Is that what it is? You guys remember? I'm trying to look at it. There it is.
Yeah,
3D4 plus 2. Okay.
3D4 not quite a bowcaster, but...
Plus 2. Yeah, boy, he's missing that thing big time right now. But 10 damage is going to be enough to put that bad boy down, so I'm going to take it. It works. Graz, in one swift motion, sets Hirani down, whips that holdout blaster out, turns around, aims, and takes a dead shot right between the eyes on this guy, and just puts him down on the ground. So Ugnaught number 2 is wiped off the map. That's all I'm going to have time for with Graz, though, so that's going to move us to the Minox. We have 1, 2, 3 of them remaining in their... Just frenzy to get about the room. 2 is not going to be anywhere near you guys. He's actually moving down to the lower right-hand corner, it seems. But 1 and 4 are both going to swoop down. One of them's going after Graz. One is going after Kraid. We'll go after Graz first. Roll the dice. That's going to be a miss. And then we're going to go after Kraid. I think that's also good. What's your reflex again? 18?
18.
Yeah, that's also definitely a miss. That's a big time miss. Yeah, so they swoop around the area. You know, they're big, stupid, sucking mouths, like I'm making disgusting noises. But neither one of them managed to hit either one of you. And that will then be it for them. So that's going to bring us back to Kraid.
I'm going to whip it out.
That's your swift action. Easy there, Jeff Toobin.
Oh! Look at him being all current and stuff.
Someone's igniting his lightsaber.
Just make sure that you're on the right Zoom call when you do it.
I'm about to say, is there any cameras in here?
Yes, that's why we're in trouble.
It's true, and you should say it.
What's the closest enemy to me, Hunter?
The closest enemy to you at this point, still living, would be, let's see, 4 move back, 2 is dead. It would be Minok number 4 if you want to go after a Minok. If you want to go after an Ugnaught, you've got line of sight to, actually neither of them, because 4 moved around the corner and B moved back. You would have to go beside the machinery to your left there. That's at the top of the map to get after 1 and 3 or Minok number 4.
Let me use force push again on the Minok closest to me. Or force.
On number 4?
Yes. Can I? Is that close enough?
Okay, so to use that same power again, because this is still the same encounter, you're gonna have to do something, because generally that means those are what we call encounter powers. They're exhausted during the same fight after you use them once. But there is a way for you to get them back. I think you have to spend a force point to do so. Let me tell you real quick how that works. It's off the top of my head.
I am out of coffee.
That's unfortunate.
We'll go make you some coffee real quick.
Why don't you go make you some action points?
Action points! That's D&D.
You know what? I'm going to go get a beer. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah, well, who gives a damn?
That was uncomfortable.
Okay. Yes, it was. Okay, so you have your force powers. How do you regain a force power when combat's over? If you roll an at 20 on your use the force check, you can spend a force point as a reaction and immediately regain. So I'll let you retcon that. I'll let you say you spent a force point and you got it back immediately after using it, if that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Okay, so that puts you at 4 force points now, and you have another. Yes, you have another action of that if you want to use it.
I would like to.
Okay.
Hey, I cracked open a beer, y'all.
I bet you did.
I bet it sounds like an ice cold root beer.
No. I'm taking a picture of it and sending it to you guys so you know I'm not lying.
Okay. All right, hit me with that force blast. 14's a hit. Hit me with that damage.
8.
That's a kill. He did.
He's dead.
Yeah. Minok number, which one was it? 4?
4.
Yeah. He slams against the machinery in the, it'd be the south if you're looking at it from where we are, the map off to the right there. As a matter of fact, he slams up against that vent and pops it open, and it blasts out some superheated gas as the Minok collapses to the ground. So that's your swift to ignite your saber. You used an action to attack. You got a move left.
I'm going to take a step back.
Step back to where?
Further away from the room.
Okay, so still in the alcove, but basically toward the doors.
Yes.
Okay, so you're right at them, basically, then, at this point. All right, Iris, you're up. You are still out of the room.
I'm staying out there, because I don't have a blaster.
Okay, that's something you can do. Is there anything you want to do on your turn here, or are you just gonna hang out there?
There's still a part of me that wants to go run and get a guard, but I don't want the rest of my team to get in trouble.
It would also, I mean, to be fair.
It'd be far enough away that it wouldn't matter because they don't come down to that area.
It's going to take a long time. Frankly, they're probably not going to follow you down to that area because that's kind of beyond their scope.
No, because I'd have to convince them.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just going to keep an eye out to make sure that nobody is coming to help the Ugnaughts.
Okay, that's something you can do. Hirani, you're up.
Well, now that I can move, I'm gonna run away.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. We're in the thick of it right now. Who's still alive here? Tanner just killed Minok. 4
Number 4.
I forget.
Yeah. So
the only Minok is 2.
Ugnaughts 1 and 3 are actually up behind the machinery where you and Groz were. Ugnaught number 4 is back around the corner down there, and the boss is back behind the crane, so they're all hiding and taking shots from cover. As far as the Minox go, 1 and 2 are the only ones left, and they're roughly in those positions where they were on the map.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at 1 then. Minox? Oh, actually, hold on. Hold on. Hold on before I do that. I am going to use... So I have that ability now, Bolster Ally.
Uh-huh.
And... Is that an encounter power? What is that? Is that just a normal action? It says it's a standard action.
That's a feat, or I mean a talent, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me pull up the description and I'll tell you exactly what it does.
Oh, okay. I got it here. It says you can't bolster the same ally more than once in a single encounter, and you can't bolster yourself. So.
Okay.
It's a standard action.
Yeah, so that would be, it's your attack action if you want to do
right.
that. But yeah, that's something you can do.
All right, I'm going to use that on Kraid. If you were to give me a percentage of how hurt you think you are, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hurt are you? How much pain you in?
No, you're supposed to do it on how many hit points do you have, Kraid?
Let me see here.
What's your total? Like your maximum?
Oh, 70.
You're supposed to say, on a scale of 1 to 70, how hurt do you think you are?
On a scale of 1 to 70, how much strength do you have left in your tank?
52.
Oh, okay, well, it's still worth it, I guess.
Okay.
Wait, no, you're just at a minus 1 right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, to hell with you then. Okay, I'm going to take a shot at the...
Mother.
I'm going to take a shot at Minoc 1.
Okay, yes, something you can do.
Look, I'll get to you in a little bit.
I mean, to be fair, he's not making the wrong choice here, because Bolster Ally is only going to give you hit points if you're below half your max.
Right.
And the condition track, it's only going to move you up one step. Right now, yeah, minus 1 is not the worst thing in the world. You can move up that.
Exactly. Agreed. All right, here we go. All right, that is a 19.
That's a hit. Give me some damage.
Look at you finally doing something.
I'm not going to do a laugh 3 times. 11.
It's so uncomfortable. Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
Don't jinx
it. Yeah, Minoc number 1 basically bursts in a cloud of green, like Tabana gas that is now, like I said, just kind of dissipating over the area. It hangs like a fog in the room. And by the way, it's getting just kind of thick in there with it at this point, because there's a couple of dead Minocs who have not, that gas has not been expelled. But yeah, it's hanging there. So, yeah, you got a move action and a swift left.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Where can I take... I feel like I'm not taking cover behind anything. Can I take cover along one of the walls here?
I mean, by virtue of being in the alcove there, you're protected from what... Ugnaught number 4 can't get to you. 1 and 3 can't see where you are. You're behind... Okay, the way I'm treating it right now, you're right by the door. Kraid's by the door, and Groz is right in front of you. So basically, you are behind cover. It's just your allies are the cover.
All right, I'm good then. They can be my cover.
Okay. Then we are back to the top with the Ugnaughts. So 1 and 3 are going to now move back out to basically their positions on the initial map, and they're going to take some shots back there. I'm going to have number 4 move up and do the same. He's still alive. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, so he'll get to there. And then the boss, too. So I'll just do it like this. There's going to be 2 Ugnaughts attacking Kraid, and one of them and the boss attacking Groz. And I'll just kind of roll this all at the same time. Kraid, one shot coming at you.
Okay.
That is one shot right now anyway. The total is going to be, where is it? 17. That's a miss, right?
Correct.
Okay, the second one.
That's a hit.
That's going to be a hit. That's a 22 unless you want to try to deflect. Now, you have your saber out now.
We are going to try to deflect that one.
Okay, so you got to make a use the force check, and basically you have to, what, exceed that roll? Is that how that works?
You have to beat an 18.
Okay. Well, no, you have to beat a 22.
22, okay.
Yeah, his total.
Okay, and I'm going to use a force point here.
Okay, hang on just a second. Let me make sure. And Jason character uses talent to deflect some of the da-da-da-da-da. Is equal to, so yeah, you have to Yeah, you have to tie it or beat it. So, for the record, this force point is going to have to be a 5 or a 6.
I get a D8.
Oh, that's right. So it's going to have to be basically in the top half of that.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, that ain't it.
Just
yeah,
barely.
That's a 21, and it's just underneath it. That's going to put you at a force 3. So that shot is going to hit you. That damage is going to be... I'll just go ahead and give it to you. 18. One more time.
God dang it, man. That's going to beat my threshold again, so I'm down 2.
Yeah, so that puts you at a minus 2 total, right? The second spot down on the track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god, my dog.
I hears him. He's throwing a fit. All right, and then a couple of them coming after Graz. That one's a miss. The boss with his carbine. Of course, now he gets a much better shot. That one is going to be a hit, I do believe. Yeah, because he gets a plus. Yeah, that's going to be a hit. What's his carbine damage? The boss now is very clearly upset at this situation and knows that this is now life or death. And so he's taking it into his own hands. 7, 3, 8, +1. Whew, man, that thing hits like a Mack truck. Roll the dice. 22. Good lord. Okay. All right. Where am I here? I'm losing track of my stuff. 22 on Graz. Good lord, that's a solid hit. That's going to beat his threshold, too. For the record, that's going to bring him down to 63 hit points. And he's at a minus 1 as well.
All right, Graz takes 22 on that hit. I got that taken down. He's down a spot on the condition. That's it for the Ugnaughts because they're going to duck back into cover from where they are. At this point, we're down to 1, 3, 4, and the boss. They're the ones that took their shots. Okay, which means it's going to be Graz's turn. I am not going to use any of his special stuff yet. He's not down past his half point, so I don't have to use his second wind or anything. But he does have that holdout blaster. Instead of that, I think I am just going to go have him beat the shit out of number 4 here. So he's going to move. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I can get him down. Graz is going to... Oh, crap. If I move, I'm going to leave Hirani exposed. That's not good. And you don't want her exposed.
Not anymore.
Cody, that's a ref... No, never mind. you don't want her exposing herself.
She's not tubing it.
I don't know. What's that?
I said, no, she's not tubing it.
No! Oh, I'm so sad. All right, here's what I'm going to do instead. Minoc number 4 died down there by that vent, didn't he? And number 4 is there as well. Mm-hmm. Graz is actually going to shoot into the gas that's there because I think I got a much better plan than I would have had otherwise. The gas is real easy to hit, so that is going to be a hit. So that he shoots into the Minot gas near Ugnaught number 4, which then explodes, which means that it hits Ugnaught number 4, which means he takes, because he's right in the thick of it, and I think this is going to be enough. Hopefully it's going to be enough to kill him if it rolls well. Not as well as I would have hoped. That's a 1 still in there. That kind of screws that up. But 16 is better than he probably would have hit for. 16, what's the damage there?
Dang, that gas does some damage.
Yeah, it's 46 when it explodes. Because, I mean, it's like a little gas fire. It would be like shooting it's like a little blowtorch in a way, like shooting an aerosol can across a flame. So that is going to hit number 4 for a pretty solid number there. But I'm going to keep Graz where he is so that Hirani doesn't end up getting hit. She can shoot past him. They can't shoot past him. So with that being Graz, and that's going to leave us with the Minox. And we are down to, what, just the 1 at this point? Number 2?
I think so.
Yeah, Minox number 2 is the only one left. He's going to swoop and try to hit Graz, but I don't see it being too handy for him. I don't expect him to be able to pull this off. Nope. Yeah, he's going to miss. It ain't great for him. So that'll be it for them, which means it's going to bring us to Kraid.
Okay. I did step back out. What's the closest opponent I can attack?
As far as in your immediate vicinity, there's nobody right in front of you except for Minoc number two, who just swooped in to attack Groz. He doesn't get that running move. He attacks, and then he basically stays where he is. The Ugnaughts, one and three, are behind the machinery up to the top of the map. Number four is down there in the corner. He's the one that just got hit by that vent in the bottom left. Not the corner, but in the bottom left of the room. And then the boss is back behind the crane. So you got one Minoc right in front of you, and then the Ugnaughts are all behind machinery.
Let me go check something real quick.
So just as a quick reminder, you've already whipped it out.
Yes, I have. It is in fact whipped.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Stroke it.
Okay, is it within 6 square cone of myself?
Is what?
The Minoc number 2.
Minoc's like right in front of you, man. Yeah, he's like a couple squares away.
Okay. Oh, well then I'm going to try to hit it. No, I don't want to hit it with my lightsaber.
I don't know, do you?
Nope. I'm going to use Force Slam.
Okay.
Which I have not used yet.
Okay.
Let's see here. Make one roll, compare the result to each target's fortitude defense. If the result's equal or exceeds the target's defense, it takes 4d6 points.
So just as a point of fact, this is a cone attack, which is one of those things that's intended to hit multiple attackers. If you do it where you are right now, that cone of six... No, you're because you don't. It says all targets, and you can target only enemies. But you're only going to be because the 6 square cone out in front of you. That means 3 by 3. Yeah, you're only going to be hitting one target. It's like an area of effect attack is what you're doing for one target. I'm just putting it out there. You can do whatever you want, but that's what that is.
Shannon, what do you think? Do I hit him with a lightsaber and take a chance of blowing myself up?
Can you just throw the lightsaber? No, it's probably
not. He's right in front of me.
I mean, he's 2 squares away because he's technically in front of Groz. So he's not adjacent to you.
Do you not have a blaster anymore?
No. No, I don't.
Well, discretion could be the better form of valor. Think about it.
All right. You know, I am going to go ahead and use that. I know it's kind of a waste on just one person, but I don't want to take a chance of blowing myself or my friends up.
It is totally up to you. Are you wanting to get it back into your hand for this encounter immediately? Because that'll cost you your force point. If you're
no, not throwing. I was going to use force.
No, slam. I know. But I'm saying if you want to have it available to you still in this encounter, you'll have to spend the force point now. You don't get to decide that later. That was on me the last time.
How many do I got?
3. You have 3 right now.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and use one.
Okay. Then you will have it back. So whether it succeeds or not, you still can use it in this encounter.
Okay. Let me fix that real quick. I'll have 2 now.
Yep. And this is going to be against its fortitude.
Okay, let's use the force check.
What's your use of force? Like a 15?
9.
Oh, so it's only a 9. That's right.
Yeah, I wrote a 23 total.
Yeah, that's a hit. Okay. It's 46 damage, and then this guy is knocked prone. So basically, you reach out while this Minoc is in the air, kind of just like grab him through the force and slam him to the ground.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's dead. He's long since dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you grab hold of him and he crashes into the ground. It's like he's being crushed into the ground, like crumpled into it. And he just, you hear the snap and the Minoc stops moving. It is dead.
Okay, no more Minocs.
Yes, all the Minocs have indeed been eliminated.
Okay, I'm going to continue standing where I am at.
That's something you can do. Okay, then that's going to put us to Iris.
I'm going to peek back in the room because I've been hearing explosions, but since I still don't have a gun, I'm not going in. I'm not going to throw my knife once and then have nothing.
Okay. Well, you can open the door as a move action to see what's going on.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just open the door and kind of look in and make sure none of my people are dead yet.
Okay. Well, Crane and Graz have definitely taken some damage, which is visible upon them. They have definitely been hit. Hirani looks like she's in pretty good shape.
Okay. That's all I'm doing this time. All
right, then, Hirani, it's your turn.
I think the term that I'm in good shape is subjective. Possibly not.
Well, in the sense that you have not been hit yet.
I have not been hit yet. But... So all of the Minox are dead, and now we're just going for the Ugnaughts, and they're all hidden at this point, yes. Aren't they?
They are all behind cover, yes. Yeah, you would have to move to get line of sight on them.
Okay. Now I'm assuming U1 is up in the top, like above that little machine there. So basically, I would have to go around it to the other side.
Yeah, U1 and 3 are behind the machinery that you and Graz were behind before, the very first one to the left inside the door. U4 is down by the vent coming out of the machine on the bottom of the map there, kind of near his original position. And the boss, UB, is back behind the crane there that he was originally standing nearby.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're utilizing the same feat that Lindsay has, that Iris has, that running attack. So they move out, they attack, and then they move back into their position.
Do I forget. Did I just keep my regular blaster on me, or do I have my regular blaster and my holdout blaster?
My understanding was you kept your regular blaster, because the holdout gave you a +5 to stealth checks, but I think you kept your regular one because your stealth is already so high.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't like get both. Because then I could maybe give Lindsay a damn blaster, but...
I don't think you said that you did. My understanding was everybody said they were keeping a weapon on them. You, blaster, lightsaber, and then Graz's holdout.
That makes sense. All right. Okay.
For the record, there is a dead Ugnaught who was shooting with a blaster.
Yes, but there's not a clear path to it yet. So.
Which one was he?
Number two.
Two is dead.
Okay, so I would have to run out, grab it, and run back. I don't think I can do that.
You can get to it. I mean, you could double move. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? If you wanted to double move, I would give you move action to get out there, swift action to pick it up, and move action to get back.
All right, I'm going to roll it.
That'll be your turn.
I'm going to roll a stealth check. Let's see if I can sneak out. Let's see if I can sneak out there.
Why?
All right, I'm gonna.
You can't.
I mean, they're gonna
you
see
can't.
You.
I'm gonna do.
You're in plain sight.
I'm gonna do that then, because Lindsay just sitting out there like playing stabby hands with her knife is. I'm gonna run over there to that Ugnaught and snatch up his blaster.
Okay, it's a heavy blaster pistol for the record. Fairly standard one, DL-44 style. You can bring it back. You can't give it to her or anything.
Right.
Your turn is going to be spent getting it and bringing it back.
That's fine. I'll do that, and then she could just like grab it from me or something.
Okay. Well, then that brings us back to the top of the order with, guess what, the Ugnaughts.
Yeah, it's everyone's favorite show.
And we're going to do exactly what we did last time. Two of them are coming after Kraid. One of the boss is coming after Graz. Kraid, tell me when you want to start deflecting. Remember, you can deflect more than once. It's just that's when you start taking the -5s.
Okay.
So, first shot coming at you. Your reflexes, again, an 18.
Yep.
That is going to be a hit on the first one.
Okay.
So, if you're wanting to deflect, I guess
I'm
just kind of have to tell you.
Yeah,
he rolled a 19. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you'll have to, I mean, they're in turn, so do you want to deflect this one? He rolled a 19.
No.
Okay, so you're just going to take that damage, all right?
Yep.
The second one is a critical fumble. So number one, I'm going to say number one steps out to shoot, and he tags you. In the process, four steps out to do so, and he's the one who's injured. And he goes to shoot, and his... He doesn't quite recognize that he's right in the thick of this Minot gas. He's way too close to it, plus the vent goes off, and it's all at one move. He goes to shoot, the gas ignites, the vent goes off, and homeboy just burns up. He was half dead anyway. So number four is gone. But number one does hit you for... Let's see. 11 damage.
That doesn't take me down the threshold anymore, so that's good news.
Yep, that's just a hit point hit. And then the two going after Graz, the one regular Ugnaught is going to miss. And the boss, rolling dice. Oh, the boss is going to hit. Ah, he always does, doesn't he? All right. 18 more damage to Groz. Does not beat his threshold, surprisingly. But he's in pretty bad shape now. 25. Okay. Is Groz at half? I don't think he's at half. He's not quite at half his hit points, but he's close. Yeah, he's almost. Oh, 25. No, not yet. Close. Very close. Okay, and then the remaining three are going to step back into their cover again. They are attempting to keep themselves out of line of sight. All right, that's it for them. That brings us to Groz. He's got his holdout, and let's see, with no one left to see to shoot at, because one and three are going back to their hiding places, and so is the boss. If I make Groz move, he's going to be in bad shape. And the Minox are all gone, and the gas is all gone at this point, as far as all the dead Minox gas. All right, now that everybody's armed and everybody's got weapons and stuff, Groz is going to step out. I'm going to have him go ahead and step away from Harani, because at this point it's pretty clear that the tide is turning in their favor. So Groz is going to move up toward the top of the map, which is going to give him line of sight at 1 and 3. I'm going to have him shoot at 1. He's going to hit. That's good news. D4. 2. 8 damage. That's not good news, but it's enough to put a dent in the guy anyway. U1 has taken some damage at this point. But then that's U1, U3, and the boss. Okay. And then Groz obviously is going to stay where he is because he can't move any farther. That means Minox are dead. We are next to Kraid.
Okay. Alright, give me a second here. How far are the other Ugnaughts still kind of cowering back by the crane? Or where are they all at?
The 1 and 3 are up behind the machinery at the top of the map, which would be to the left inside the door. The boss is behind the crane by himself.
Okay. Do I have a dead Minot?
Nope. All the gas has been dissipated at this point. It's all been used.
Damn. Okay. Well, the closest ones to me are going to be behind the machine, I guess.
From your position, if you're gonna, are you gonna try to move and engage them in melee?
Yes.
You're not gonna. You've only got 6 squares of movement, and if you're way back in that alcove, 1, 2, 3, 4, you can get up to the corner of the machinery, but that's about it.
So they're still a good distance from me.
It's not the distance; it's the line of sight. You can't see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I can't see any enemies right now.
Nope.
I'm gonna stand pat then.
Okay. That's something you can do. You gonna delay, or are you just going to, like, you want to act later, or are you just gonna basically skip your turn?
Delay.
Okay. So you can jump back into the order later, which means your initiative order is gonna change. Then Iris, you're next.
I'm gonna take the gun from Harani.
Okay, that's gonna be.
Say thank you.
That's gonna be a move action.
Okay.
So it's a heavy blaster pistol. I don't remember if that's what you have.
It's what I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll use the exact same stats. I mean, this one is kind of junky, but it works just the same. Okay. It also smells like bacon for some reason.
Awesome. As long as it's not also greasy.
Oh, it's so greasy. It's disgusting.
Well, I'm going to ignore it.
I'm going to ignore it, she said. Oh, wait a minute. Why is my... Hang on a second. Oh, there it goes. Whoa. The details from my... There they go. Why are they not showing up? That's very weird. When I talk, my levels aren't showing up until well after the fact. Huh. But they're there.
Delay.
Yeah, no, I thought it wasn't recording and it was freaking me out, but I'm seeing them now. That's very strange. I don't know what that's all about. Gotcha. Anyway.
Okay, so that's my move. Nobody's where I would be able to, like, sight them down and shoot, right? They're all behind.
Yeah, everyone's in cover. I mean, they're behind a wall, like a solid bit, so.
A solid wall. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I'm not attacking, can I do a double move as far as that goes?
Or? Yeah, yeah, you can substitute your a move for your standard action.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move up, but rather than going north like the others did, I'm going to go south.
Okay.
To start circling around up towards where the boss is, but I'm going to hang on the wall back there still, so it'd be the three forward and then three down for my six.
Okay. Sounds good. That's something you can do. Crate, are you wanting to act now, or am I going on to Ronnie?
I'm counting some things here.
Okay. Because basically that means your initiative is now going to either be after Iris's, or it's going to move to the end of the order.
Okay, I'm going to move my full six spaces straight ahead. So I'll be in the first square outside of the black stripes there.
The stripes? Okay, yeah, so it puts you like right dead center. Yeah. Okay, so that's a single move. You've got another action if you want it. I mean, you've still got, you know, a standard, another move, and a swift, whatever you want to use there.
Can I try to do some kind of yelling intimidation? I know I can't see anybody, but I'm sure they can hear me.
Yeah, you can try to intimidate. Again, without visual, yeah, it's not going to be maybe as effective as it would be normally, but like, what are you trying to do here? What's the goal?
Basically trying to get him to stand down. You see what we've done to your friends here and your little creatures. Stand down, come out, and talk to us.
Okay. Let's see. Oh. According to Intimidate, the Intimidate version of Persuasion, it says the creature must be able to see you. So they can see you. I'm going to say that they can see you. They can peek around a corner and see you. You're just not directly, you know, in front of them or whatever. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I'll let you try. I'm just going to basically let you try with a penalty, pretty much.
Excuse me. Eight.
Yeah, no. You shout and yell, and it certainly doesn't feel any less intimidating than normal, but it doesn't appear to have any effect. Nobody comes running out peeing themselves or anything.
Okay. Well, at least I have everybody's attention.
All right, then, Hirani, you're last in the order. What do you want to do?
I guess just go up near Graz and take a shot at one of those Ugnaughts up there.
Okay. Yep, that's something you can do. He hit number one, so number one is injured, for the record.
No, I guess I'll go after number one.
Okay.
13.
13 versus reflex?
Yeah.
Pretty sure that is a miss. No, that's a hit. That's a hit. Huh. Yeah.
Okay. Thirteen
damage. Okay, not dead, but just basically barely hanging on. Between you and Graz, this guy is taking some shots, and he's in pretty bad shape. He's not going to make it much longer. Anything else?
No, that'll be all.
All right, we are back to the top then, so we're going to go right back at it with the Ugnaughts. At this point, there are three of them remaining, one of them that is severely injured, and I'm going to let him go ahead and, I guess, now he's got shot at Hirani at this point. So one's going to shoot at one, one's going to shoot at the other. Hirani, what's your reflex?
My reflex is 16.
Okay. That is going to be a miss on Graz. That is also going to be a miss. And then the boss, now that Crate is right out in the open, the boss is going to peek around his little crane there and level that carbine and take a shot at you, Crate. That's going to be a hit. You want to try to deflect?
Yes.
Okay, then you got to beat a 13.
Okay.
I mean, a 13, geez, 23. 23 total. Yeah, I knew I was saying that wrong. As soon as I said it, I'm like, that's not intimidating at all. You got to be a 13.
So I would use the force?
Yep.
Twenty
Well, what do you know?
Wow. All
right. So that deflection, remind me what that does exactly. It just negates the
attack. It just deflects it. Yeah, it just defeats the attack. I don't have reflect yet.
Now, remind me real quick, how far down are you on the condition track?
Minus two.
So that's actually a 22.
Okay, I'm going to roll a
D8. Which means it does not succeed. Are you going to use force point then?
Yeah, gosh damn it. Okay. I'm going to use them all this time.
Yeah, you're down to one at this point.
And of course I roll a seven that time.
Yeah, no, that's more than enough. Yeah, you deflect it. The blaster bolt comes flying toward you, and just in a moment of intensity, you raise up your saber and send it aside, and it does not connect with you. Okay, then that's it for those guys, which means Graz is back up. There's one real injured Ugnaught, and I'm going to make sure he takes him out right frickin' now. Yep, I'm not even rolling damage on that. Well, no, I have to. Crap, he's using that stupid holdout. Yeah, it's dead anyway. The thing had 6 hit points left. He rolled a 13. All right, though. So the one Ugnaught that him and Harani have been plugging away at just goes down. Graz is also going to now move in front of Harani. So if the other one attacks before she does, it'll have to attack him. Remember, Harani, you don't have to have... You can shoot through allies. So
right. You're
covered.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So then that's it for Graz. I'm going to leave him where he is. That's going to move us to Iris, because Crade moved down on the track. Iris, what do you want to do?
I'm going to move up by Crade.
Okay.
And still don't have a shot at anything, unfortunately.
Because they are still ducking back behind that cover each time. They're using that running attack every single action.
I am going to double move again to get up towards the top side of the crane.
Okay.
So that hopefully maybe Crade and I can surround the boss man.
All right. Yeah, I like it. Sounds good. Swift action, anything?
No, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, then Crade, you're up.
Okay. Who all's left?
The boss
three and
boss.
Number three.
Number three is actually up at the top of the behind the machinery to the left inside the door. Same as Graz and Harani.
And the boss is by the crane?
Yep, he's actually all the way, basically against that back wall there.
Two, three, four, five. Okay, if I move, where the crane's at, if I move up to the edge of it, which puts me at six, can I see the boss?
Yes. Yeah, at that point, you have line of sight to him.
Okay, I'm going to move up to the thing, to the pit, and I'm going to take my lightsaber, and I'm going to throw it at that son of a...
Okay.
Ugnaught.
That's something you can do.
Okay.
Well, that's just a regular... You know how it works, Shannon. It's something he can try.
He can try to
something
do
he
it.
Try.
It's something he can try.
Okay. Wow, I didn't realize my attack was up to a plus seven now. Okay, cool. Come on, roll 20. Work for me, please. Thank you. 17.
Versus reflex?
Yes.
That's a hit. Give me some damage.
Which, you know, 2d8 plus 4. Come back. Seven.
Okay. Not enough to kill him by any stretch, but you definitely nick him. Yeah. 7 damage. You catch him. Catch him across the side, perhaps. Not a threshold hit either. It's pretty clear he's a little hardier than the others, but he takes a little shot there. Anything else?
Yeah, this.
What this?
Oh, no. Well, I don't have my lightsaber right now, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to get it back, weren't you?
Yeah.
Got to beat that DC 20. Man, I'm glad that for you that's a skill check, because that one I'd be real tempted to. But it's a skill
send
check.
It
so
right down, the, right down
yeah.
the pit.
Yeah, but there's not a critical fumble on a skill check. So, yeah, you throw it, it catches him. It actually collides with the wall, and that causes it to deignite, so it lands on the ground as just the hilt behind him.
Correct.
Okay, then that'll take us to Harani. You got one Ugnaught right in front of you, and he's fresh and ready for the taking.
That's the one I'm going to go after.
That's a good plan.
Oh, shit. I hit a wrong button. And then I hit another wrong button. What the hell did I do? All right. I think I got it right now.
Well, it seems that in your anger, you killed her.
11. I don't think that's very good.
That is to hit, though. That is enough to hit, yes.
Okay.
If you haven't guessed yet, the basic Ugnaught's reflex defense is an 11.
15.
15?
Yeah.
How do you want to do it?
Frustrating. Just, I hate Ugnaughts at this point, so just
yeah.
Point the gun and what, then let God sort him out.
Yeah, and indeed he does. You put one right between his little Ugnaught eyes and he collapses. Anything else?
No, I think I've done my part.
Then we're back to the top with the boss. The boss sees his lightsaber clatter behind him and is real tempted to do something. Real tempted to do something about that, but he clearly knows better because it's not something that he can't handle. So now that the guy who deflected his shot last round doesn't have anything to deflect it with, he's going to take a shot at the Jedi.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Okay, I mean, I'm still going to do it.
That's fine, yeah, that's fine. I might have something for it.
Okay. Well, that's a 23 to hit your reflex unless something changes.
Oh, no, I got rid of it. Never mind.
Okay. Then you take 13 damage.
I can live with that. Doesn't beat my threshold, and I'm still alive.
All right, and then he ducks back behind the crane once more, as per usual. That takes us to Groz. Who's going to move? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still can't see him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Iris, you see him just basically rushing past you to the opposite side of the crane. He's not going to get to attack this round, but he seems to have the same plan. Basically, you guys are all converging at the back side of the wall here, or the back side of the room against the wall with this crane to keep this guy in place. So he's basically just kind of putting the muscle up on him just to make sure he doesn't go anywhere. That then takes us to Iris.
I'm going to move up and shoot at
him. That's something you can do. Please do. So do.
And I'm going to use a force point.
What, you got a 7 there?
Yeah.
Don't use a force point.
Oh, yeah, because I got a 1, so never mind. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, that's a double whammy of problems. That brand new gun of yours... As it turns out, the power pack is exhausted. You go to fire, and it just kind of farts in the wind there. Yeah, in fact, it has no ammunition left in it, indeed. But it is still an attempted attack, which means it is going to take your standard action, and you already moved. You got a swift action left.
Can I pop in a new power pack with a swift?
You cannot, but you can draw one to do so the next round.
Okay, I'm going to get a power pack out of my utility belt so that next time I can do that.
All right, then that's going to bring us to Crane.
Okay.
You are lightsaberless. You may as well have your pants around your ankles. Do Jedi wear pants? They wear pants.
Yeah. They wear pants sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think I'm saying like in the square that says UB, correct?
Yeah, you're right about there.
Okay.
This guy is, you could get to him in a move action if that's what you want to do.
I am. Is my lightsaber in reach if I get to him?
Yeah, it's going to be a move action to pick it up, though.
So that means I can't.
Oh, no. You have quick draw. I'll treat it like a swift then, because it's just like drawing a weapon. Same idea.
That's what I'm going to do then.
Okay, so you're going to move up, grab it, and then attack.
Yes, but I'm going to do... Oh, I got to find power attack again in the book. You remember what power attack was?
It's a feat. Feat power attack. It's the one where you get to substitute some of your attack for damage. Yeah, you can choose to subtract a number from your attack roll and add that number to your damage roll. So you pick the number, but it comes away from your attack.
So just do my normal roll.
No, you got to decide before you do that. That's the trick. On your action before making an attack roll, you can choose to subtract a number from all melee attack rolls and add the same number to your damage rolls, but it cannot exceed your base attack bonus. So basically, before you attack, you decide you want to take some out of your attack to or to your from your to hit and add it to your damage, but it has to be no more than whatever your base attack is, which is what, 5 at this point? Or is it 3?
My base attack is 7.
No.
Wait,
no, it's not.
Am I looking wrong?
Your base attack is 5. Your base attack is 5. I'm looking at it right now. So you can take up to 5 away from your attack roll, and if you still hit, then you get to add it to your damage roll.
Okay. Alright, so I'll do 3.
Okay. So your attack total is going to be at a minus 5, because you're 2 down on the condition track, too.
Okay, so it's 1d20 plus 2 is what I'll be rolling now.
Okay.
18.
That's a hit.
Okay.
Which means you'll add 3 to whatever your damage is. An additional 3 to whatever it was in the first place, I should say. Okay. Boy, you lucky rolling a 16 on that.
Yeah, I know, right?
You said that, and I was like, oh, okay.
Come on, computer, work, please.
Roll that beautiful damage.
14.
Yeah, that's a solid hit. That's not going to kill him, but it's definitely going to do some damage. He's pretty bad shape at this point.
Okay,
yeah, you come running up, and you, like, through the force, you pull your saber up to your hand. He doesn't see it coming. You ignite it, and you come across and just give him a nice big gash across the chest.
Okay, real quick, there was a power I thought I had, or not a power, like a force power that I had, I think, with the lightsaber, where if I made a successful hit, I got a second attack.
No,
or was that just on
a
second opponent?
You're thinking of cleave. You got to kill him.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, that's
cleave
right.
Cleave is that's a feat, and if you drop somebody, you get an immediate attack against an adjacent enemy.
Okay, that's what it was. All right, I just want to make sure. I knew it was something like that. I just want to make sure.
Yep, that's what it was. All right, so that's going to be all your actions, which means we're back down to Harani at the end of the order. This guy's in pretty bad shape, but you're pretty far away from him, too.
Is this the boss?
Yep.
All right.
Get closer and take a shot.
Is that a thing I can do?
Let's see. So you are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You can move, you can double move and get within range of him, but you won't be able to attack on him this round.
All right, let's do that.
Cool. So then that brings us once again back to the top, and now fully surrounded, homeboy has little in the way of options, and yet it appears that he is not interested in doing anything but continuing to attack. I mean, again, it's been clear to him for a long time now that his options don't really exist. If he's caught doing any of what he was doing, he's going to be in some serious trouble anyway, and so he's fighting to the death. So Lightsaber Boy is adjacent to him. That's not going to do him any good, so he's going to back in the other direction to where Graz is at least a little ways away, and he's going to turn and try to put a hole in Graz with that carbine since he's got it to work with. But he is going to miss. His base attack is not high enough, I don't think. Nope. Yeah, he comes in just under the reflex, so he takes a shot at Graz. Graz basically just manhandles him out of the way to cause that to miss. It's Graz's turn, and we're going to end this right now.
Yes.
That's a hit.
Come on.
D4.
This has been an hour and 20-minute combat. Come on, Graz.
I know. Believe me. Yep, that's all I needed. Exactly what I needed, as a matter of fact. This guy turns around on Graz and pulls the trigger on that carbine, and it's like no matter what he did, it wouldn't have worked. Graz basically just takes the holdout blaster, shoving the carbine out of the way, puts it in this guy's stomach, and pumps about 4 rounds into his stomach while he's like holding his head off to the side. The Ugnaught drops in a heap on the ground, and he is dead and done, which means the room is now, though it has been very loud all along, at least a little quieter. It's just that loud clang and hum of machinery all about. Excuse me. They're all dead. It's done. What do you want to do?
Sit down and
reflect on our lives.
Yeah, because I'm...
I want to look over the blaster I've got and see if it's worth hanging on to.
Not really. Not worth jamming another power pack into. I mean, between the ones that are there, it's probably not the worst idea to collect them up and hang on to them just so you have a gun handy, but they're definitely not top-of-the-line material or anything. They'll get you by for the time being.
Well, I'm going to go through and find the one that's looking in the best shape and take
sure,
it.
That's something you can do. Are you wanting that carbine, that rifle, or you just want one of the hold or one of the heavy blaster pistols?
Just one of the heavy blasters. I don't think I'm trained to use rifles.
I don't think you are either, so that's probably a good move on your part. Yeah, that's totally something you can do. What else you want to do?
I'm going to make sure that it has a power pack, and if it doesn't, I'm going to put mine
in it.
Yeah,
it does. It's got a full one, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Hey, Harani, can you come heal a brother?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, because I have 10 hit points.
Let me just kind of pull back the curtain for a second. You don't need to worry about that right now. There's no other enemies nearby.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I'm just going to save us all a whole lot of trouble here right now. Okay. This has been a very weird night for a lot of people, and we need to wrap this up pretty soon. So I'm just going to save us all a little trouble. This episode is going to end early, and it's going to be very strange, but that's okay. We got to do what we got to do.
At least we killed a bunch of things.
Yeah, that is totally something.
Now we got to decide what we're doing with them.
Yes. So if you'll remember, Firen and Krig told you specifically that these guys were the ones who were giving them a bad name with the Parliament of Guilds. So to complete the transaction, basically you just need to return to them with proof that the deed is done one way or another.
All right, grab that lightsaber, start carving. Pop that head off.
I'm not doing that. Take a picture of him with your
data pad. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just film the wreckage.
That works. That way, too, you also don't have to admit that you have weapons.
Yes.
Those guys, of course, have seen that you have them, but if they need to use this as proof, they don't have to prove how it went down. So, again, I'm going to hand wave past a couple of things because this has gone off the rails, and it's my fault, and I apologize for that. So you guys film the wreckage. Take what you need from it, leave the bodies where they are. Upon returning to the Parliament of Guilds, Firen and Krig are both extremely pleased that you have proof that you can turn over them. Harani, you're able to easily transfer that footage to them such that they can deliver it to the Wing Guard. They don't have to explain. They can do so anonymously and basically say, hey, the deed is done. The Ugnaughts are no longer a problem because these were the offending ones who are the issue. For the record, they are saddened that these guys were killed, but as they told you before, sometimes unsavory steps must be taken. They knew that it was either they die or they change their ways, and you've made it very clear upon the situation that the latter was just not going to happen. In that conversation, they also mentioned to you, of course, they owe some information to you, right? They had only mentioned that they knew that Darga had some sort of upcoming transaction with the Imperials. So they now reveal to you the rest of what they know about Darga's dealings on Cloud City. Krig is the one who delivers the information, saying that, as you probably have guessed by now, the Hutt has long been taking this Tabana gas that siphoned away from Fig and Associates and selling it to the Empire. Those transactions are usually very discreet, and so far they've been unable to figure out what exactly it is that Darga gets out of the deal, although, of course, you know to some degree what some of that is already, having dealt with him yourself. What they do know, and what they've been holding away from you at this point, is that the next transaction is going to happen during the Cloud City Sabacc tournament. Firen pipes up and suggests that you should probably check into the Yareth Bespin Hotel, which is the finest in the city, or the Royal Casino, which is where this year's tournament is going to be held. One of those two places is probably going to have the next bit of information that you need and the next step toward what you're trying to accomplish. The Empire rarely makes itself known on Cloud City, so lots of strangers have arrived in the last few days, and basically almost anyone, including Imperial agents, could be involved in the tournament. So basically they're telling you, watch your back, but one of those two places should be your next destination. Okay?
Harani's paying.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, since Harani's paying, she can pick where
Harani's
we stay.
Harani's playing, too.
All right. And with that, I know it's not a super satisfying ending, but we are going to call it a night here on PZ85 Plays. Again, it's been a little strange outside of the show, and we got some things to take care of. So, yes, this episode's going to end a little bit early, but that is where we are going to pick up next week. Real quick, of course, be sure to tune in for the rest of the week. Pro Wrestling Unscripted tomorrow night. You got PZ85 After Dark, Spooky Time, all that good stuff on Thursday. I have no idea what we're doing this week. I don't know if Lindsay does. We'll get it figured out.
I have an idea I'm leaning towards, but I haven't decided
it'll
yet.
Be a surprise, just like everything that happens on Friday night for Horse Time. If indeed there is a Horse Time this week, it's up in the air. The horses are up in the air. I think that's what you call a unicorn, so we'll figure it out. But
Pegasus.
There it is. Yeah, that's what I meant. This is why we're going to go. So we're going to wrap it up for tonight. Go back and check out the previous episodes. Tune in next week for an all-new episode of The Queen of Air and Darkness, along with Star Wars Dawn of Defiance here on PZ85 Plays. Until then, for Shannon, for Lindsay, for Tanner, and for me, your Game Master Double H, may the Force be with you, and we'll see you next week. Later.